It's Wednesday, July 24th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Robert Mueller throws in a last-minute request ahead of today's blockbuster testimony, and Republicans aren't happy about it. Meanwhile, the House votes to condemn the Boycott Israel movement despite protests from Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. And finally, is your teen experimenting with fascism? Trump tells a crowd of confused right-wing teenagers that he has the constitutional power to do, quote, whatever I want as president.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Special counsel Robert Mueller's former deputy, Aaron Zebley, is expected to appear at Wednesday's blockbuster congressional hearings on the special counsel's report. Mueller made the last-minute request to have Zebley sworn in for today's highly anticipated hearings, just in case he needed to help with any questions the special counsel is not allowed to fully answer himself. The Justice Department objected to Zebley or any others testifying alongside Mueller, and Trump weighed in on Twitter calling Zebley's inclusion a, quote, disgrace to our system. Very unfair. Should not be allowed, he tweeted, in the traditional presidential casing of all caps. The House voted overwhelmingly Tuesday night to formally oppose the Palestinian-backed movement to boycott Israel over the objections of Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. 16 Democrats opposed the bill, including Omar and Tlaib, and one Republican, Representative Thomas Massie, voted against the measure, because maybe singling out one group of boycotters for, I don't know, not buying enough SodaStream products isn't a good use of the government's time. 2 weeks ago, Tlaib, the first Palestinian-American woman in Congress, took to Twitter to denounce the resolution, saying it silences, quote, the opposition to Israel's blatantly racist policies that demonize both Palestinians and Ethiopians.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Donald Trump appeared at a Turning Point USA Teen Student Action Summit on Tuesday. Sounds like a fucking party. The president told a crowd of misguided right-wing youths that he believes the Constitution gives him unlimited powers. I'm guessing those are more like Thanos powers than Captain Marvel powers. After falsely reasserting that investigations into Russia's election meddling found, quote, no collusion, Trump bragged, quote, then I have an article too, where I have the right to do whatever I want as president. The conservative teenagers, blessed with the same constitutional knowledge as the president, cheered and chanted USA, USA, and someone in the crowd even yelled, quote, president for life. I blame the parents. Trump smiled and then replied, quote, that's what they're afraid of, you know. And now for what we're following today. Some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Bloomberg reports House Democrats have unveiled climate change goals that are a far cry from the ambitious Green New Deal being championed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other progressives. Right Wing Watch reports that Danielle Stella, a Republican candidate seeking to unseat Representative Ilhan Omar in 2020, is a firm believer in QAnon conspiracy theories. The Hill reports that former Interior Secretary and aging cowboy in a Viagra commercial, Ryan Zinke, is now working for some of the same oil and mining companies he regulated while at the helm of the Department of Interior. And the Washington Post is reporting that government agencies in parts of Maryland are now banned from cooperating with ICE raids or investigations, and what advocates say is the strongest action taken in support of undocumented immigrants in the Washington, D.C. region.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon for our live show, or later, wherever your podcasts are found.